people, their lives are changing. We're flying high, creating a complaint-free world. No more, no more complaining. People, their lives are changing. We're flying high, creating a complaint-free world. No more.
Today, I want to breathe into continuing our conversation about the complaint-free concept. And as you know, I handed out these bracelets years ago and invited people to take the complaint-free challenge. What is the complaint-free challenge? You put one of our complaint-free purple bracelets on your wrist. I'm smiling again because I realize I took mine off to take a shower. I forgot to put it back on. You take one of our complaint-free purple bracelets, you put it on either wrist. And then when you catch yourself complaining, not if, when, you take it off one wrist and you switch it to the other wrist. Someone commented and said that they tried our complaint-free movement and that they got tired of snapping their bracelet. Well, that's actually a different technique. That is something that came about in the 70s where you put a rubber band on your wrist. And if you think a negative thought, you punish yourself. There's been shown to be some benefit to that. I find that it's much better to, instead of punishing yourself, to make yourself aware and to replace that with a positive thought. With the complaint-free bracelets, you simply just move it to switch to start over on day one. You're on day one, you switch, you go to day one. Now, when I did this, when I first handed these bracelets out in July of 2006, which means we're coming up on our 15-year anniversary, when I first handed these bracelets out, I had no idea what the real benefits were. I was not looking to become the world authority on complaining. People just began to ask me questions about complaining because I did this hook. I figured out a visceral way to connect the mind and the body. And people started asking me questions, and it was because of their questions that I began to do research. I didn't know anything about complaining. But the more I learned, the more I was like, wow, there are so many direct correlations between complaining and the challenges in our lives. So I want to start with today. I want to talk about how complaining impacts our relationships and how we don't really realize how complaining impacts our relationships. What is a relationship? I saw the other day, I don't want to misquote somebody. I want to say it was the actor Ryan Reynolds. Anyway, a relationship is not a place you go to. A relationship is a place you go to give, not a place you go to get. Well, that's great. It's a high concept, and it's a difficult one for many of us. Most of us go into relationships and spend most of our time in relationships trying to get our needs met. Of course, what we do learn along the way is the more we try and get the other person's needs to be met or help their needs to be met or inspire them or whatever, get out of the way of them having their own needs met, then we find that the relationship gets better and we do tend to get our needs met much easier. When we complain to someone in a relationship, we drag down the energy of the relationship. When you look at your needs, when you look at your morals, when you look at what's important to you, a lot of times people will say peace, calmness. They may live a life of drama and trauma, but when you ask them what's important, is that what you want? A life of drama and trauma? Most people say no. And yet they don't realize the connection between complaining and that life of drama and trauma. When you concretize something by speaking it, and that's always been a term that I liked, to form something into concrete, when it's going through your mind, it's just like a fly buzzing through a blinds in the window. There it goes. It's here for a second and then it's gone. But when you speak it, that's when you begin to truly focus on it. And you also, because you're speaking is vibratory, You're putting it out into the ethers. You're literally vibrating the world around you with what it is you are speaking. So, when you get with your spouse or your partner or your boyfriend, your girlfriend, or your best friend, and you focus on what is wrong, you feel like this is your opportunity to talk about what is wrong, 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 wrong. Then that is what you perpetuate in your life, and you also lower the energy in the relationship. That's the most important thing. Think about it. Whenever two people get together, they are vibrating with an emotional energy. That emotional energy is the combination of their thoughts and feelings, and also their physiology in that day. So they're vibrating with this energy. And when you get with this other person, you tend to move towards stasis. When another person is buzzing with negativity, it is so easy for us to begin to buzz with negativity and to move in that direction. So when we get with someone else and start complaining about what's happened in our lives, we make the other person, if they care for us, tend to be more upset. So complaining to another person, by the way, I did go back and watch the video on myths. We don't get less upset when we complain. We get more upset when we complain. We cause that other person to vibrate at that energy, which then feeds on our own energy, and we tend to stay more upset. Complaining to another person in a relationship just drags down the energy in a relationship. Does that mean that you don't tell people what's going on in your life? No, you share with it. You share. I'll give you an example. My mother has this beautiful porcelain angel she brought back from Rome. It was about 7 inches tall. And notice I'm speaking about it in the past tense. It's about 6 inches tall, it was. Anyway, it was trimmed in real 24 karat gold on the wings, etc. And she died, and it was one of the things I inherited, and I have carried it with me. And the other day, I was moving my television, and I broke it. And I immediately went to, I will sweep it up. It is gone. I can't bring it back. I'm not going to feel upset with myself. If my mother were here, she'd put her arms around me, say, "It's okay, darling." And I also began to appreciate having had it for all the years that I did. I approached it with neutral energy, and I didn't tell anybody about it. This is only the second time I've even talked about it. In the past, when I was a complaining person, when I would have talked to people, I would have talked about how, "Oh, I broke this." When you complain in relationships, you are also establishing yourself as a victim. You need to remember that. A person who complains is a victim, not a victor. No one ever complained their way to health, happiness, and success. So when you complain in relationships, you drag the energy in the relationship down. The other thing that I have noticed is that when you complain about someone, you look for more to complain about that person. I have known so many people in relationships who've done this, couples, parents who live with their kids, etc. I know a friend who lives in Oregon, and he lives with his son, and this man is 80, and his son is in his 50s, and they live together in this small apartment, and they seem ostensibly to get along. And yet, whenever you are with one or the other of them, the topic of the conversation is how irritated they are at the other person. The father's irritated at the son is irritated at the father. And I truly believe that that is there. And we're going to talk about this more in the next few days when we get into why people complain. But it's simply their way of connecting with me. Let me tell you what my son did. Let me tell you what my dad did. Oh, he pissed me off this way. Blah, 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 blah. And I know for a fact that that then causes these two people and people I've seen in a lot of relationships, but in this specific example, to then go back and look for more to complain about. Look for more, because then it gives you more stuff to complain about, gives you more stuff to focus on, but more importantly, gives you more stuff to talk about to other people. So consider that. It's okay to tell people in your life what's going on as long as you do it with no complaining. By that neutral energy, stating the facts, which are always neutral, as Eckhart Tolle says. It is okay to state the facts, which are always neutral. How dare this happen to me? That's complaining. That's what Eckhart Tolle has defined it. So when you look for people, when you complain to a person in a relationship, it lowers the energy in the relationship. When you complain about a person in a relationship, you're just perpetuating more and more. You're going to look for more to complain about. So where do you struggle with complaining in relationships? Share your experience with complaining in relationships. This is your opportunity to comment or to ask a question. And as people are doing that, I'm always wondering who's going to be the first person to click share and type shared so that we know that you shared. The Complaint Free Challenge has changed the life of more than 14 million people around the world in 106 countries. And you can get a complaint free bracelet plus 9 fast start videos and an ebook all free. See the scroller at the bottom of the screen? Go to acomplaintfreeworld.org. We'll send you all of this in the United States for just $1 US. If it's outside the US, we ask you just to contribute $4.95. Check it out, www.acomplaintfreeworld.org. All right, looks like we've got some long comments from some of you. I don't want to go into too. I try not to read too many comments if I've got from... When you complain about yourself, David says, it hurts, and it doesn't improve your awareness. If you look at yourself with gentleness and love, you improve yourself so much easier. What you emanate, energy-wise, has an effect. Keep that in mind. If you love someone, look at them with love in your heart, so that even if they are occasionally messed up, aren't we all? They will straighten themselves up and take positive steps. Why? The energy in your heart adds to the energy in your heart. Even if they don't say anything. Totally agreed. Linda says, shared. There was something I was going to comment, David, about. Yeah, I'll leave you with one parting comment. Consider this. When someone in your life, someone with whom you have a relationship is upset, instead of saying, what is wrong with you, ask the question, what's upsetting you? What's upsetting you? Don't say, what's wrong with you? We do that, and we consider it a way of asking in a nice way what we can do, showing an interest. But what's wrong with you implies a very harsh judgment there. Juanita and Dominic say, when I am around someone who is complaining, I try to remain calm and neutral. It seems to irritate them, especially if you just listen and don't comment. Some of my very favorite videos on Reddit are people staying super calm while other people just lose their minds with rage. One guy was, this guy was sitting with his car in a bike lane, and the guy pulled up behind the car and just very nicely asked him to move. And the guy got out of the car and lost his mind, screaming at the biker. And the biker stayed so calm. And by biker, I mean bicyclist. And he said, are we experiencing some toxic masculinity right now? And I thought, oh, I want to remember that. That is so good. Are you experiencing toxic masculinity right now? Courtney says, good morning from Montego Bay. I'm grateful to be an American. I am struggling with the complaint-free challenge. You're supposed to struggle with it. Stay with it. You change because of the struggle, not because what you make. I say, what can I can do to help? David, that's good. I like that. That's even shorter, and it's prepackaged for your use. Your relationships are greatly impacted by what you say in them and what you say to the people with whom you are in relationship. Just consider that. And consider that the more positive you are, the more positive your relationships will be. And that's always a choice you can make. Thanks for joining me, everybody. I'll see you tomorrow. Bye-bye. No more, no more.
their lives are changing. We're flying high, creating a complaint-free world. No more, no more complaining people. Their lives are changing. We're flying.